Good morning, everyone. Let's start with the first chant on the program, Hare Hare Sri Ramakrishna. Hare Hare Sri Ramakrishna, Hare Hare Sharadama, 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 Hare Hare Sri Ramakrishna, Hare Hare Sharadama.
Good morning,
everyone. Good morning. Swamiji, we're so happy to have you here. It's a pleasure to see all of you and to be here together and to worship together. We begin with a prayer if you'd like to join me, please. Dearly beloved Lord God.
Dearly beloved Lord God.
We thank you that you have brought each of us safely to this place.
We thank you that you have brought each of us safely to this place.
We gladly surrender our lives to you in worship and praise.
We gladly surrender our lives to you in worship and praise.
As we gather, we remember those who are not with us today.
As we gather, we remember those who are not with us today.
For those who are sick, we ask for healing.
For those who are sick, we ask for healing.
And for those away from us.
And for those away from us.
We ask your blessing to be on them.
We ask your blessings to be on them.
We invite your beautiful Holy Spirit.
We invite your beautiful Holy Spirit
to move freely amongst us.
To move freely amongst us.
Come dwell in each of our hearts.
Come dwell within each of our hearts.
Inspire us as we learn more about your majestic ways.
Inspire us as we learn more about your domestic ways.
As we meet now,
may we behold
your beauty and encounter your grace. Help us to be fully alive in your holy presence.
Help us to be fully alive in your holy presence.
Enfold us in your love.
Enfold us in your love.
Let our hearts become one with yours.
Let our hearts become one with yours.
And beloved Lord, we ask your blessing on this beautiful place.
We ask your blessings on this beautiful place.
Yoga Center and Spiritual World Society and Palomar Mountain Project.
Your Yoga Center and Spiritual World Society and Palomar Mountain Project.
May your divine will be done.
In and through these organizations. May all who pass through these doors
find a better life in yoga.
May your sweet will
bless the life of Ramakrishna Anandaji.
May his mission be fulfilled.
It is my pleasure to welcome everyone here this morning. My name is Amara, and is there anyone here on a Sunday morning for the very first time? We'd love to meet you. Any hands or any standing? Oh, everybody's here. Once again, enjoying our morning. Well, then take a moment and attune with that beautiful divine light that is you, and then say good morning to those around you and recognize that within you.
Gurudeva Mama, Ramakrishna Sharada. 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 Gurudeva Mama, Ramakrishna Sharada Gurudeva Mama Ramakrishna Sharada Gurudeva Mama Ramakrishna Sharada.
Rupam rupa vivarjita isya bhavato dhyanena jatkalpitam stutya nirvachaniyata akhila guru durikritayanmaya vyapitvanta nirakritam yattirtha yatra dina shantaibhyam yogadisha sadvikulatam dosatrayam matkritam. Guruji, I made three mistakes in my life. My first mistake, I know you are formless, but for the sake of my meditation, I imagine your form. My second mistake, I know you are beyond expression, but for the sake of my prayer, I repeated your name and glorified you. My third mistake, I know you are all pervading, but for the sake of my pilgrimage, I visited various places to see you. Lord, these are my three mistakes. Please forgive me. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, 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 thank you. This morning our subject is See God with Open Eyes. This is the book I wrote. I shall speak on that book. See God with Open Eyes. Does God exist? If He does, why can we not see Him? Where is God? Where does He live? What can He do? What is wrong to lead a godless life? How can we communicate with Him? These are the questions that arise generally in human mind. The next question, how do you see? That is a very fundamental question of Vedanta. You see duality, multiplicity, variety, diversity. Vedanta says that is wrong. You have disease. I see this beautiful universe, ocean, mountain, yoga center, all these human beings. This is wrong. Wrong. If you have double vision, which is right or wrong, tell me. If you see two moons, that means there is something defect in your eyes. If you see that you are driving, two cars are coming toward you, double vision, that means terrible. You have a disease. So double vision must be corrected. Vedanta says this double vision is caused by Maya, ignorance. You are supposed to see God in everything, in every being, But I see man, woman, trees, plants, lion, rhinoceros, tigers, car. I see billions of things in this world. Vedanta says that is because you have a disease. What is the name of that disease? Ignorance. This ignorance is a mysterious phenomenon in Vedanta. I remember when I was in Los Angeles in the 70s, there was a terrible chain accident on Pomona Freeway. Early in the morning, whole place was covered with fog, zero visibility. 200 cars were smashed. The office time, people hit back. Some people are killed, some people are injured. Now the question arises, does the fog real? Who caused this accident? Fog. Is the fog real? No. When the sun rises, wind blows, fog disappears. But look at the power of the fog. It created a terrible chain accident on the freeway and caused so many people's death. That is Maya. That is Maya. You see, how do you see? Try to understand these beautiful philosophical aspects of Vedanta. We perceive this world through five senses. Through the eyes we see, through the ears we hear, through the nose we smell, through the tongue we taste, and through the skin we touch. These are the five organs of knowledge. So our sense organs are continuously collecting materials from the outside world and sending to the mind. Next question arises, who is this here? Lochanam, rupam drishyam lochanam drik. This whole beautiful universe you see, that is the drishya. That is the seen, S-C-E-N-E, seen or S-E-E-N, seen. Who is this here? Eyes. Again, I am looking at you, but I am not seeing you at all. I am thinking something else. If the mind is not connected with the eyes, you do not see. So who is this here? Mind. Then it says, which is a beautiful shloka in the Drishya Viveka, the first shloka. Rupam drishyam lochanam drikta drishyam drikta manasam drishyadhivrittayo. Shakshi, Drigeva, Natu Drishyati. Who is this here? Eyes. Then eyes are not this here, mind. Then over the mind you will see the vrittis. Continuous thought waves are passing over the mind. Hundreds and thousands of thought waves passes over the mind, every one of our minds. Who is this here? Who sees the thought waves? If you learn how to meditate, you can see. That's a good thought. No, there's a bad thought. No. You can see your own mind. Mind sees the mind. Do you know how does it work? One mind says, I shall rob this person. Next mind says, no. If you rob, you will be in jail. See, mind is talking to the mind. Which is an amazing phenomenon. If you watch your mind, what is going on? You not have to go to a movie, you can see your own movie in your room. Mind movie. So what happens? A dhivritti. Who is it? Which is consciousness. Consciousness is the real self. That Vedanta says. When I have a disturbance, do you know what I do? I memorize a verse from the Manjukku Upanishad. Drishyam. This world I see. Who sees? Mano drishyam idam sarvam yatkinche sacharacharam mano hi amoni bhave duichuna upalibhyati. That mantra I repeat when something bothers me. I see this variety, multiplicity, diversity in my mind. Rupam. What do I see? How can I dissolve this universe? I can dissolve this universe through the mind. I can make the mind mindless through meditation. No thought. You can stop the mind. When mind stops, time stops. You see, whole world is in the mind. It is an amazing phenomenon, this human mind. Mind stops. The world stops. Time stops. When does the space begin? The moment you have a body. When does the mind begin? The moment you start thinking. Stop thinking. The world will stop. Well, that I repeat. Doito na upule, but I shall not see the duality. I shall make the mind mindless through meditation. Which is a beautiful phenomenon. Anyhow, I told you in brief. Now, let us go how to see God. Swami Vivekananda came to Sri Ramakrishna and asked, "Have you seen God?" "Yes." "And I can show you." "How do you see God?" "I see God more I do see you." "You know what does it mean? You are seeing, I am seeing her, I see her physical body. Nothing else." But Sri Ramakrishna is seeing more. Sri Ramakrishna is seeing her past, present, future, her whole life, beginning and end, everything of that soul he sees. He says, "Swami Vivekananda, I can see more than I see you. Not only I see my mortal eyes, I can see your samskaras, impressions, everything I can see." Swami Vivekananda was everything. Sometimes people say, "If I do not see, that thing does not exist. I do not see God, so God does not exist." If I say, "Have you seen Calcutta?" "No." "Then Calcutta does not exist." But she will tell me, "No, Swami, I see that you came from Calcutta, and I read about Calcutta in the geography, and I know many things about Calcutta through the books." But then say, that's the way. There are some rishis, the sages, they have seen God. Not only that, our scriptures say that God exists. If the scientific-minded people will tell you that if I do not see, that thing does not exist. You did not see Moscow, but Moscow exists. That is the way it goes. So what shall we do now? We shall have to develop. As I said, we perceive the world through five senses. Now we'll have to develop the sixth sense. How to develop the sixth sense? Through meditation. Intuition comes. You can perceive this world in a different perspective. Sri Ramakrishna watches a street girl. He says, she sees Divine Mother. You see, she is a street girl. I see the street girl, but Sri Ramakrishna says she is the Divine Mother. Her eyes change, the inner being changes. Very interesting, you know how to see. In this book, in the introduction, in the very beginning, I started. Do you know the problem? Problem is Judeo-Christian tradition. Think God, even Islam. God has no form, but God has all qualities. He is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, all-merciful, all-powerful. God can create, God can do anything. That is the concept of God. But Vivekananda, Sri Ramakrishna said, God can be with form, God can be without form. That is the thing we can learn from Vedanta. He gave an example. You see, Western people are brought up by Aristotelian logic. Aristotelian logic says, ye cannot be ne cannot be ye. That is the logic. That is the Western logic. So Sri Ramakrishna says both are correct. Him, the recorder of the gospel, he got Western education, he was confused. How both can be right? Sam Krishna, what is wrong? There is water, you drink. Give in the freeze, the water will be cold, big piece of ice. Water, you boil it, it will be vapor. Water is spongy, changing position. Yes, it is a rational answer. God, to a devotee, God is as formed like ice, to a jnani, liquid water. So God is changing the position. Ice is changing the position, water is changing the position. Very convincing. Sri Ramakrishna never said anything which is irrational. Very rational. Then we come to the life of the mystics. Moses experienced, I am that I am. Went to the Mount Sinai, brought that 10 commandments. He talked to God through the burning bush. Then we find Saint Teresa of Avila. I went to her place in 1992. She invited me to give a talk on the contemporary mysticism. Huge conference. The guy took me to the church where she first joined. There are two chairs are there, one Saint Teresa, another is Saint John of the Cross. How they used to talk. Just 400-500 years old, these chairs are there. Then they say one day she came from the shrine after meditation, saw a little boy on the step. Teresa asked, who are you? That boy said, who are you? But I am Teresa of Jesus. Then who are you? But I am Jesus of Teresa. They had seen God, this Christian mystic. Same thing about him. All Jewish, Christian, Sufi mystics, they have seen God. But do you know what? Vedanta scripture says, listen, the Shvetashvata Upanishad says, his form is not an object of vision. Nobody can see God. No one beholds him with the eyes. They who, through pure intellect and the knowledge of unity, based upon reflection, realize him as abiding in the heart, become immortal. Brahman is not grasped by the eye, nor by speech, nor by the other senses, nor by penance or good works. A man becomes pure through serenity of intellect. Thereupon, in meditation, he beholds him who is without parts. Then we come to the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna wanted to see the cosmic form of God. Krishna said, with those eyes you cannot see me. Dadamite dibbam chakshu, I shall give you divine sight. With that eye, with those eyes you can see me. So, do you know what we need? We'll have to change your eyes. Not through surgery. But through meditation you can change your eyes. Who can open our eyes? Look what Guru Gita says. Ajnana timirandhaisya gananjana shalakaya chukshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Salutations to the Guru who, with the collyrium stick of knowledge, has opened the eyes of one blinded by the disease of ignorance. He was asking Sri Ramakrishna, 24th August 1882, when one sees God, does one see him with these eyes? Direct question. Ramakrishna's answer. God cannot be seen with these physical eyes. In the course of spiritual discipline, one gets a premier shori, lab body, endowed with premier chokshu, lab eyes, premier korno, lab ears, and so on. One sees God with those lab eyes. One hears the voice of God with those love ears. But this is not possible without intense love of God. One sees nothing but God everywhere when one loves him with great intensity. It is like a person with jaundice who sees everything yellow. Then one feels, I am very weak. When you have jaundice, you see everything yellow. If you have black, green glasses, you see everything green. Yellow, you see everything yellow. So you will have to change your mortal life, physical life into spiritual life. That we sometimes people will say, hey, third eye, hey, knowledge eye, mental eye, spiritual eye, divine eye. With that eye opens. Do you know how it opens? You close your eyes, sit for meditation. You will find your mind is going through the eyes to different places, different problems. At that time, tell your eyes, don't move. No, 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 no outing, no, no, no. Just 2, 3, 5 minutes of fight. Your mind, your eyes will stop. Then from here, the third eye opens. Let me tell you, do you know where is the position of the mind? Where does the mind, in human body, where does the mind locate? If I pinch you your hand, mind immediately goes there. If I pull it here, mind goes there. Mind goes outside. It's sitting here, just now I am seeing Dakshineshwar Sri Ramakrishna's room. 10,000 miles away, in front of you, in a moment I went there. See the powers of the mind. So what the Vedanta says, when the mind stops, the third eye, at that time, the knowledge eye, spiritual eye opens. That we need. If we really want to see God. Very, very interesting. Radha told Krishna, his other gopis, I see Krishna everywhere. But would you not see? Because you have not developed that intense love. Look at your friend. Each one of us, the person we love, we carry that person in our heart. Do you know, this morning I was thinking about, in my meditation, I was meditating on the three words of the Gita. Gyatum, Drashtum, Pravishtum. Gyatum means, I know God. Drashtum means, I see God. Pravishtum means, I enter God. How here, do you know what was bothering me? How can we enter God? Gyatum, I know, I know, intellectually. Drashtum, I understand. How can I enter God? You know what thought came to my mind? Samadhi. In Samadhi, you enter into that God consciousness. You become one with God. That's what Ramakrishna used to practice and demonstrate it all the time. You know, when you are singing Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, you people sing. You are all great devotees of Sri Ramakrishna. The name, I do not know whether I explained to you about Ramakrishna's name. When Rama was born, his father, Dasharath, asked Vasishtha, the great sage, could you give me a name of my son? Vasishtha said, the name of your son is Rama. Hari, there are so many names. Why you selected only these two letters? Rama, R-A-A-M-A. Vasishtha says, do you know the meaning of that word? Listen, the famous Vishnu mantra is Om Namanarayanaya. That is the mantra. Those are devotees of Vishnu, they repeat that mantra. Om Namo Narayanaya. Salutations to Narayana. From that mantra, if you take Ra, what remains? Om Namo Nayo Nayo. Do you know what that means? Salutation to the sense objects of the world. The meaning becomes reversed. Salutation to the sensual objects of the world. Instead of salutation to Narayana, God, meaning becomes reversed. What is the Shiva mantra? Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. From that mantra, if you take Ma, what remains? Om Namah Shivaya. Everything is bad in auspicious. Whereas salutations to Lord Shiva, it becomes reversed. Meaning becomes completely negative. So that is the name I gave to your son. Vasishtha said to Dasharatha. Now what is Krishna? Krishna has several meanings. One meaning is Korshati. Korshati means plow. In India, they plow and break the ground. So Krishna will break all of your maya. And Krishna means Korshati, Akorshati, it attracts. It attracts the people's heart. So this Rama and Krishna, these two avatars, came to this age as Ramakrishna. You know, I was working on an article about Bhagavad Gita. There, I was thinking that it is Krishna incarnation, he gave the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. And in the Ramakrishna incarnation, same God demonstrated how to practice the Gita. The gospel of Ramakrishna is a demonstration of the Bhagavad Gita. Anyhow, does God exist? What is unique about Ramakrishna? I am replied. The master took him to prove that God exists. He realized God in many ways, with form and without form. He also made it possible for his intimate disciples to experience God. If those who have never met the master focus their thoughts on him, he will graciously appear to them. He told his disciples, "Those who think of me inherit my treasures. As children inherit their parents' wealth, the master's riches include knowledge, devotion, discrimination, renunciation, love, peace, Mahabhava, Samadhi, and so on. God is truly a mystery to us because God is hidden. This world is God's playground, and we are God's playmates. God loves to play the game of hide and seek with us. Christ said, 'Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you.' If we sincerely seek, we shall find God. The merciful Lord responds when his children sincerely and wholeheartedly call for help. It is meditation that connects us with God and makes our lives peaceful and blissful." Sometimes I tell people, what do we need in our life? What are you looking for? Every one of us wants ananda, bliss. For that reason we go to school, get education, we get job, earn money, we get married, have children, we build home, we buy car. Why? For happiness, for peace, for bliss. This peace and bliss cannot be bought in the market. You cannot go to Ralph or supermarket and say, "I want 5 pound peace and 10 pound bliss." They do not sell. That comes through spiritual life. That comes from spiritual life. I remember I was in a Catholic center, which is some kind of retreat. One Japanese girl came. "Why should I meditate?" This is when she took initiation from me. Then I asked him, why do you eat? She was puzzled. "I eat because I need some nourishment, strength." That's the answer. You meditate, you nourish, you strengthen the mind. Most people's minds are very weak, weak mind. Meditation will make your mind strong, bold. You can face problems better. That is extremely important, believe me. Meditation works like a shock absorber. In your car, if there is a shock absorber, high speed, if you press it, your body will be injured. But if it's a shock absorber, immediately car absorbs the shock. Why daily meditation is so helpful? That I demonstrated in this book. first meditate on Ramakrishna's form, Ramakrishna's mind, Ramakrishna's qualities, Ramakrishna's divine play, the places where Ramakrishna enacted his divine play, how Ramakrishna served humanity. Then came meditation demonstrated by Ramakrishna and Krishna in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. I did some parallel. Then came Ramakrishna's scripture. You see, what is Christian scripture? Bible. What is Bible? Christ's life and Christ's teachings. What is Buddhist scripture? Tripitaka, Buddha's life and teachings. All when avatars' life, divine incarnation, their life and teaching, that is the scripture. That we people, all billions of Christians are following what Christ said. Same thing, Ramakrishna's scripture. Ramakrishna's life, Ramakrishna's divine play. We sold many copies from here. And Gospel of Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna's teachings. That is Ramakrishna's scriptures. Scripture. Do you know what? 2,000 years ago, Jesus came. His teachings are living, inspiring millions and millions of people all over the world. Same thing, Ramakrishna's teachings, Buddha's teachings. So through their teachings, they are still alive. They are working. The message, some people meditate on the message of God. I remember one girl used to meditate, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure in heart. What is pure in heart? Could you think of pure in heart? Sometimes people think sexual purity. Pure in heart means the mind is desireless. Who is polluting your mind? Three desires. All the billions of people you see are tormented by three desires. Lokeshana, putreshana, vitreshana, sarveveshana, bhavata. It is in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Desire for name and fame. Very subtle. Putreshana, desire for children, sex. Vitreshana, desire for money, wealth. These three desires are controlling this whole world, from the president up to the beggar on the street. Desire. From where do their desire come? They come from ignorance. Why do you work? Because I want to fulfill my desire. So all these human beings, you see, they are rotating in three places, according to Vedanta. Avidya, kama, karma. Avidya means ignorance. Kama, desire. Karma, action. Why do you work? Because you have desire. Why do you have desire? Because you have ignorance. How to knock out these three? Meditation, samadhi, will wipe out. You will be in deep peace and bliss. Look, when Swamiji was in Pasadena, there's an American kid, his name was Ram, Mrs. Whitehouse's son, 17, 18 years old, young teenager American. Ralph, yes, Swami. Swamiji stayed with them for 6 weeks, 309 Monterey Road, Pasadena, South Pasadena. Ralph, God is so near to us, but we cannot see. Why, Swamiji? Swamiji did not quote any scriptures. He put his common sense. Ralph, how do you see? Swami, I see with my eyes. Can you see your own eyes? The boy was confused. No, But Swami, I can see my eyes if I have a mirror. In a mirror, I can see my eyes. Well, that is the answer. That is the answer. If you have a clean mind, you will see God. As Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That is the words from God. It cannot be untrue. That's a beautiful answer Swamiji gave. Now, mind becomes pure, mind becomes impure. If the mind is connected with the sense objects, it becomes impure. If it's connected with God, it becomes pure. How to purify the mind? That is the question. How do you clean your clothes? Your dirty clothes, you put into the washing machine, you put detergent, soap, you turn on the, you put the set and turn on the machine, it rotates. And then all dirt goes away, water goes away, fresh clothes come out from the washing machine. So mantra works, guru gives the mantra, it goes into the mind and it churns, it gyrations, comes and cleanses the mind. I was reading a very funny story. There was a mystic, missionary is a great saint, Vijaya Krishna Goswami. He met Sri Ramakrishna. You will find in the Gospel of Ramakrishna, Vijaya, Vijaya. He was a Brahma leader, very saintly person. So somebody took initiation from him and he started to do all sorts of bad things. So other disciples say, Master, this man took initiation and doing all sorts of wrong things, which is wrong. Do you know what he answered? My mantra is working. Well, how? He got initiation and doing all wrong things and you see your mantra is working. Well, yes. Then he explained, here is a forest. And by the side of the forest, there is a road. And you pass by, occasionally you can see a jackal or a snake or something like that. Occasionally. But if there is a fire in the forest, tiger, lions, you know, rhinoceros, all ferocious animals come out from the forest. And at that time you see in the open place, all the wild, ferocious animals out. So my mantra entered inside and now burning the animals, so all the bad things are coming out. I'm just telling you how to purify the mind. So mantra works. Swami Prabhupada gave a beautiful illustration. I shall never forget that one. Here's an ink pot. In the ink pot, there are some dry inks and cobwebs and, you know, you did not use it for a long time. It is dirty, very dirty, full of dust. But it is set on a table. You cannot take it out and clean it. So what do? You bring a hose. With the water, you put it inside the ink pot. Then first the cobweb comes, dirt comes, blue. That when a long time, all inks are when thick and they are, so all things come out. All bad things come out. Finally, you will find the fresh water is coming. That means your inside ink pot is completely clean. That is the way mantra works. That is the way meditation works. Now, sometimes meditation, you need a little imagination. When you will read these books, do you know what will happen? You will get, your imagination will expand. Imagination becomes realization. Do you know how? Look what happens. Many of you have seen haunted house, haunted mansion in Disneyland. The moment you enter there, here you are. This place has no door, no window. There are 999 spirits live here. We shall not mind to increase one more. That is the sound we hear the moment we enter into that haunted house. Then door opens and then you go and sit on your chair and then it moves, you know. That is the haunted house. What is the haunted, the origin of the haunted house? This is a vice president of our devotee told me this story. John Hinch. He says when Walt Disney went to England and they found that English people are destroying some kind of old castles. So he told them there are some ghosts, evil spirits are living there, they will be homeless. Make a home for them. And if you don't, I shall take all of them in my Disneyland. So in the Disneyland, you see the ghosts are singing and dancing and reading the Bible. They're all British ghosts. imported to America and settled them into Disneyland. It is an imagination. That whole show is nothing but imagination. In his book, he says, there is no end to human imagination. Imagination helps. Don't be always on the down-to-earth person. Have a little imagination. Do you know who is ruining our imagination? Cell phone, iPhone, iPad, day and night. Anyhow, now imagination. Next is, meditation is a science of calming the mind and attaining spiritual enlightenment. Various teachers worldwide have developed methods to the founder of yoga, instill the restless mind. What is yoga? Krishna mentioned, samattam yoga uchyate, equanimity of the mind is called yoga. I remember when I first came in the 70s, early 70s, 71, many hippies would come to Hollywood Temple. Then they asked me, Swami, could you teach me meditation? So I was an assistant Swami, or Prabhupada, the old Swami, he used to initiate. So I went to Trubuka Monastery, and I prepared a book, Meditation and Its Methods, according to Vivekananda. That was my hippie book. Do you know what happened? That book became so popular, it was translated into German, Dutch, and I think 34 editions in India, and here also 9 or 10 editions. My hippie book, Meditation and Its Methods. Hippie! I told them, I am an American hippie. Sometimes I make jokes that how meditation works. Take it for you, satsang meditation. Take it for granted. You decided that I shall sit 1 hour. Take a vow. 1 hour, I shall not move. Take it for granted, 59 minutes you fail. You could not focus. 1 minute you focused. 1 minute. I put 60 particles of sugar in front of you. I took one small particle of sugar and put on your tongue. And 59 particles I took away from you. If I ask you, how does it taste? Swami, sugar tastes sweet. You have experience. Sugar tastes sweet. And that experience will never go away from you. Till death, everybody is, perhaps that is the only time you took one particle of sugar. And that experience will be with you forever. Sugar tastes sweet. Here is a big piece of stone, the mason hammered it. 59 strokes failed. On the 60th stroke, it broke. The 59 failures brought the success. Same thing, meditation, you must sit. At least 5-10 minutes if you get meditation, you will be extremely happy. I remember I met a girl, she was telling me, Swami, I made you 3 hours. I said, my goodness, I cannot do 3 hours. How do you do? Swami, 2 hours bullfight. And 1 hour somehow I come down. 2 hours bullfight, Swami. When God takes a human form, we want to see how that avatar lives, acts, talks, walks, laughs, cries, eats, and sleeps like other human beings. When we study the lives of Rama, Krishna, Buddha, and Jesus, we observe their overwhelming divine aspects and supernatural power, but learn very little about their human aspects. We do not see them laughing, crying, and joking like other human beings. But in the Ramakrishna literature, we can see Master crying bitterly for God and his devotees, laughing heartily during conversations, making jokes with his disciples, and also merging into Samadhi. Ramakrishna was never a dry monk. As human beings, this human aspect brings us closer to him, and we feel he is one of us and our very own. What shall we do with a God who is seated on a throne in heaven? We need the avatar, who will be our eternal companion in our day-to-day life. That I wanted to depict in this book. Human aspect. I bought a book, Jokes of Christ. I bought the book, I did not find a single joke. Very serious book. I thought it would have, I want to see some jokes, you know. I did not get a single one. Let me tell you how sometimes it works. One day I was in Kansas City. One Catholic woman came. Her husband is a grain merchant, very rich woman. She was telling me, Swami, I'm a Catholic. I go to the church and attend the masses. Last 25 years I'm attending masses, but I'm not getting any joy. Could you teach me how to meditate? But I shall not be a member of your society. That is fine. Then I told her that, you know, you can meditate in many ways. Some people meditate on form, Christ's qualities, Christ's message. Let me tell you one sample meditation for you. Close your eyes. Watch. Christ is walking through the street. The multitude followed Christ. Christ entered the house of Simon. Mary Magdalene came. She washed the feet of Jesus with her tears. She wiped the Lord's feet with her long hair. She opened the alabaster box. She anointed the feet of the Lord Jesus. Jesus put his two hands on her head and blessed her. These are the scenes. You see one after another, then you see your watch. You saw that 15 minutes you lived with Jesus. Until you visualize, you don't take this next scene. It is called meditation on the Leela, divine play. You can meditate Jesus and the Samaritan woman near the Jacob's well. You can take various chunks of Jesus' life. Same thing. Aim left a tremendous thing for us, the Gospel of Ramakrishna. We can see. You know, one of the most interesting things in Ramakrishna incarnation is Gospel and the photograph. I went to Rome I saw Pietà. When Jesus was crucified, you know, in the lap of the Virgin Mary, that is beautiful. Now you can, money, you cannot close your eyes. It is so fascinating. The Michelangelo is that sculpture, Pietà. You can meditate on it. You see how Mary's eyes, the compassion is as if melting is her eyes with compassion. You can imbibe those things in meditation. So those things, what are the Christ pictures you saw? Those are all imagination of the artist. Buddha, Krishna, Rama, Jesus, all are imaginations. But Ramakrishna's picture, Kodak camera. Camera does not lie. We exactly know how he looked. All three photographs are taken while he was in Samadhi. In the Gospel, he said, I have never recorded anything which I have not heard, which I have not seen. Same day he recorded. Which is a fantastic, unique literature in the religious literature in the world. Walter Saxley wrote the foreword, how he mentioned how Ramakrishna's gospel creates a tremendous, if you call it, perennial philosophy, Sri Ramakrishna's message. Sometimes, you know, and one day I was thinking, I was thinking, do you see the right side Sri Ramakrishna's collarbone? My mind was very restless. I was not meditating well, so I was watching Sri Ramakrishna's collarbone. Then I tried to visualize Kashipur Gajan House when he was suffering from cancer. His body was emaciated. And there was a kerosene lantern in the corner at night time. Swami Niranjananda was on the night duty. He was thinking, this is my guru. His skin and bone. He could not eat, cannot swallow, cancer in his throat. Shh. Sri Ramakrishna read his mind. He told him, Niranjan, you know, if anybody sees me in this condition, we'll be liberated. He will not have to practice any spiritual discipline. Seeing me will be liberated. But do you know what? If many people see me, this body will not last long. I remember I met a Swami and interviewed him in Banaras in 1982. He went to him, the recorder of the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, said, you know, I don't feel that Ramakrishna is God. He said, my goodness, he was a young Brahmachari. You do not believe it? No. He said, I had the same problem. M said. One day, Sri Ramakrishna, after lunch, was resting on his bed. And I was seated near his feet. And I was caressing his, you know, massaging his feet. And I was thinking, he eats, he sleeps, he talks. He's a human being. How can he be God? Sri Ramakrishna was lying down. He was sleeping. All of a sudden he got up. Hey Master, ki bhabcho? Hey M, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Eke bhable shab hoye jabe. Eke bhable shab pabe. Eke bhable shab pabe. If you think of this person, you will get everything. You will get everything. You will get everything. Three times he said. Saying so, he was thinking, Mother, have I said it? Or you said through me, Mother, he started to talk with the Divine Mother. Then again, boom, went into Samadhi. Him said, that day I realized that he is God in human form. You know, God descends. In Christianity, we know Christ is the Son of God, came to help human beings. As Sri Ramakrishna says, as the same moon rises again and again, the same God that comes to this world again and again. But do you know what? I had a friend who used to tease me. Hinduism is a very weak religion. Why? But he said, look at Christianity, one Jesus. That's it. Look at Islam, one Muhammad, only one prophet. Buddhism. But in Hinduism, you have Rama, you have Krishna, you have Muhammad Chaitanya, you have Ramakrishna. You have so many avatars necessary to invigorate the Hindu religion. Hinduism is a weak religion, you see. Because you have to go and support the religion, otherwise the religion falls apart. Then I said, you know, we have one advantage. If Christ is born in Christian countries, he will be crucified again. If Muhammad is born, even another Muhammad Rasulullah is the last prophet. God cannot be born in Islam, God cannot be born in Hinduism, God cannot be born in any other religion, where will he go? He comes to India. India is a good place to be born, you know. He told me Hinduism is a weak religion. And that's the reason God comes to India, and we love God, you see. We have 33 million gods and goddesses, so we don't have mind to increase one or two more. We met Christ, our God, in our monastery. We worship Christ also. In Hollywood Shrine, you see Christ images there. What Christians do, I do not know. In St. Louis, every morning I offer food to Lord Jesus with other deities. So you see, we do not, we love gods. Anyhow. So this book will give you many ideas, many thoughts. It will expand your imagination, and it will teach you how to meditate. It will teach you Sri Ramakrishna's, what is called the Kalpataru, the first day of New Year's Day meditation. Anyhow, you will get a lot of things about in this book. But I shall stop now. Shall I ask you, if you want one or two questions, you are welcome. I am still, now it is called 5 minutes time. If not, just start Arvati. Yes.
How many ways to visualize Ramakrishna, every aspect of his life? What's the connection with the title? Because you think we can close our eyes and visualize it, but you're saying to open your eyes.
What is the meaning of the title that I mentioned in my introduction? That what I mean, see God with open eyes. The way the book has been said, that the deep meditation on Ramakrishna, look, if I read the contents, you will understand how I said it. Meditation on Ramakrishna's form, meditation on Ramakrishna's mind, meditation on Ramakrishna's divine qualities, meditation on Ramakrishna's lila, meditation on Ramakrishna's service to humanity, meditation on the places on Ramakrishna's lila, Ramakrishna's teachings on meditation, Ramakrishna's prayer, Ramakrishna's scripture, history of Ramakrishna lila prasanga, history of Ramakrishna Kathamrita, Krishna and Ramakrishna and meditation, Dakshinasana and abode of bliss, the magnitude of Ramakrishna's life and message, meditation on the New Year, blessed meditation. This way, Do you know what is in my mind? Meditation is possible only if you have love. Meditation becomes very easy, otherwise it will be bullfight. The person we love, our mind smoothly goes to that person and we think. So this book, if you read, you will see his human aspects. That is the way you will be able to communicate with him. And that will increase your love. I give a very ordinary example. Here is a young girl seeing a beautiful young man, a handsome young man. Love at first sight, she fell in love with that young man. I want to marry him. Young man, beautiful, handsome. Then this girl heard from her friend that young man is coming from a rich family, wealthy family, and will inherit a lot of money. Immediately her love goes up. Immediately love goes up. Money. I shall be very happy. Then she hears, this young man, you know, is very good moral character, good musician, good athlete. The more she hears the good qualities of this young man, the more her love increases. That is the way it goes. You know it very well. So that is in my mind. That if the love in this book will increase your love, then you will be able to see the inner Ramakrishna and you will be able to communicate with him. And your third eye will open and you will see God. That is in the main focus in this book. Main thing is you will have to develop love. Then premier chokshu, love eye, love ear, love body will grow. You will get jaundice. Love jaundice. Spiritual jaundice. Then you will see God in everything, in everything. That is the culmination of knowledge in Vedanta. You cannot cohab. Totuna bijugupshata. You cannot hate anybody. Impossible. If you see the Atman, same Atman in you, in me, in all beings, you will see unity in diversity. That Vedanta teaches. Anyhow, you will see it. All right, Aruti. Jai Ma.
Om Purnam Adaha Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishate. But the meaning of this is so amazing, and it goes with what Swamiji was saying. It's the idea that out of the fullness, this is the fullness, that is the fullness. Out of the fullness comes. When all has come out of the fullness, still the fullness remains. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnasudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Deva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Eva Vashishyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Bhagavata Bhakta Bhagavan 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 Bhagavata Bhakta Bhagavan. 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 Bhagavata Bhakta Bhagavan.
Krishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day.
Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharda, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Day. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Day. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Day.
You know, sometimes I think language, you know, if it is in English, it comes to the whole world. That Ramakrishna is a divine play. This is the gospel of Ramakrishna. Then I watched Ramakrishna as we saw him. 49 people, eyewitness in the car. Then they lived with God. Then God lived with them. The monastic disciples and the house of the disciples. Then came how to live with God. Then they see God with open eyes. It's 7-8 books bring so much information to the Western world.
We are so grateful.
So I am also blessed.
Please come back if you are in Southern California in the summer. We'll have had a chance to read the book and we'll have more questions.
Today they are inviting me to go to Chubukha Monastery. I tell them, no! I gave words to Kostamisa Yoga Center, no.
So during fellowship, please take advantage of the fact that we have books here in the bookstore. Purchase book, and Swamiji is always very gracious and will autograph them for you. So.
Yes.
This is your opportunity to take home. Anande Rahul, may you live in divine joy eternally.